Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to the Overthinking Override. Today we're diving deep into something that affects so many of us: anxiety. Ever feel like your mind is on overdrive, racing with worries and what-ifs? You know that feeling when your heart starts pounding, your stomach twists, and suddenly you're hyper-aware of every little sound? Yeah, I've been there, trust me. But the good news is, anxiety doesn't have to control our lives. We can absolutely learn to navigate it, to manage it, even to turn it into a source of strength. Let's get real for a second. Anxiety isn't a weakness. It's a natural human response to stress and uncertainty. It's our brain trying to protect us, even if sometimes those protective measures feel more like a bear trap than a hug. But here's the thing. We can learn to retrain that thinking, to create new pathways in our brains that lead to calmness and clarity instead of spiraling into worry. So, what are some practical ways to tackle this? Here are 5 key takeaways that have really helped me on my own anxiety journey. First, mindfulness is your secret weapon. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Think of it like this. Your mind is a monkey swinging from branch to branch, thoughts, worries, anxieties, racing around. Mindfulness is like gently guiding that monkey back to the center, focusing on your breath, your senses, the feeling of your feet on the ground. There are tons of amazing apps out there that can guide you through mindfulness exercises, even for just a few minutes a day. Second, movement is magic. Exercise isn't just about physical health, it's a powerful stress reliever. It releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that instantly lift your mood and calm your nervous system. It doesn't have to be anything intense, even a brisk walk in nature can do wonders. Find something you enjoy, whether it's dancing like nobody's watching, hitting the gym, or just stretching at home. Third, talk it out. Bottling up your feelings only makes anxiety worse. Find someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist, and let it all out. Sharing your worries can help lessen their grip on you. You're not alone in this journey, remember that. Fourth, challenge those negative thoughts. Anxiety often thrives on worst-case scenarios. When you catch yourself spiraling into negativity, ask yourself, is there any evidence to support this thought? What's a more realistic perspective? Replace those anxious thoughts with positive affirmations and focus on what you can control. And finally, sleep is your superpower. When you're well rested, you're better equipped to handle stress and anxiety. Aim for 7-8 hours of quality sleep each night. Create a relaxing bedtime routine, dim the lights, put away your screens, maybe read a book or take a warm bath. Think of it as giving your mind and body the recharge they deserve. Okay, let's get real. Remember that time you had a big presentation coming up? You know, the one where your palms were sweating, your stomach was doing flips, and you felt like you were about to burst into tears. Yeah, me too. I spent days agonizing over every word, replaying potential disasters in my head. But then I remembered something my therapist told me. What if the anxiety is just a signal that you care deeply? It's true. That presentation mattered to me, and my anxiety was a sign of how much I wanted to do well. So instead of letting fear paralyze me, I channeled that energy into preparation. I practiced until I felt confident, visualized success, and reminded myself that even if things didn't go perfectly, it wouldn't be the end of the world. Guess what? It actually went really well. And you know what else? That experience taught me a valuable lesson about how to manage anxiety by shifting my focus from fear to action, from what could go wrong to what I could control. So remember these key takeaways. Mindfulness, movement, talking it out, challenging negative thoughts, and prioritizing sleep. These aren't just tips, they're tools that can help you overcome anxiety and live a more fulfilling life. You are capable of managing your anxiety one step at a time. Don't forget to be kind to yourself along the way. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your own experiences with anxiety and what strategies have helped you in the comments below. Let's build a supportive community where we can share our stories and empower each other. And don't forget to subscribe to the Overthinking Override for daily doses of mental clarity and inspiration. Until next time, keep overthinking, but keep overriding it too.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.